Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Guys, it's the Hollywood Life Podcast. I am here with my co-anchor, Ali Stagnita. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Bonnie. Very excited to be here. I know that you're really excited to talk to our two guests today as an American Idol fan, and I am as well as an Idol fan and a country music fan. So, Bonnie, I will let you introduce these two special guests today.
They are very special guests, and I am super excited because I am an American Idol fan, and I watched these two talented people perform all through the season of Idol. I get so confused on my seasons, but you are going to be equally excited to know that we have got today American Idol winner Noah Thompson and top finalist Hunter Girl. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, welcome, guys.
Yeah, really welcome.
Thank you for having us.
It seems like your season was like a minute ago. I mean, time goes so fast, but both of you are just progressing so much in your careers. And you've now, I know that you're good friends and you've now like gotten together and you've got a tour that's about to start. You're going to be starting on tour next month, like Thursday, October 27th, you kick off. So congrats.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's going to be a blast.
What have you guys been doing to prepare for this tour?
I think for me, if you watched the show or you didn't watch the show or whatever, you knew that I had no experience whatsoever in performing or nothing like that.
So, it's crazy. You were in construction, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And one of your friends like entered you without you even knowing.
Yes, ma'am. So I had no experience in any of that. So coming off the show, you come off there with the experience you grow definitely on the show, but I think after the show for me was definitely that point where, this is it. This is where you got to take off, man. And so, playing all these shows back home and getting to travel around with my band and everything has been a lot of help for me as an artist, and everything has helped me grow and, figure out what I want to be and where I want to be and all this. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think my side of it too, is coming off the show. It's probably been the craziest year of my life. And, just keeping going after the show. I went home and saw my family that weekend and got to spend some time with them. And then I was back in Nashville writing and putting my band together and getting ready to play some shows. So I think just getting to be out in front of a live audience the past few months and trying out some new songs has just been so special, and getting to see all the people that supported me this past year. And I can't wait to work on some really cool special stuff for the tour. I know we're going to be start working on it very, very soon and getting some new songs out there. So that's kind of what I've been up to, and it's going to be a lot of fun with my buddy Noah.
Well, I imagine like just going on American Idol, like Hunter Girl, you had performed a lot before. Like, you come from such completely different backgrounds because you'd performed a lot already. And then Noah hadn't. Like, your friend knew you could sing and play the guitar. So had you just played in front of friends?
Yes, ma'am. As far as performing went, it would just be at work when one of my buddies would bring a guitar to work when we would be on break. We'd pull a guitar out, sing a couple songs, and that's about as far as that ever went, But as the show went on, when I would come back home, me and Arthur, we would go play in bars or whatever, just to kind of help me grow a little bit before I would go back and do all that, you know, because once, I mean, go from playing a little bar and then you jump on a national stage, you know, it's a big difference. So.
Well, I imagine for both of you, because even though Hunter, you had been performing, but it's a lot different to be in front of that huge, like, live audience and know that millions of people are watching you. How did you kind of each gain confidence through that process?
Well, you know, I started playing when I was like 14, and you know, I just always wanted to do this. My mom and dad driving me around to restaurants and fairs and talent shows, and never thought that I'd ever get the chance to be on TV in my entire life. So I think that was definitely a huge jump, and just figuring out how to perform on stage on TV. And just that learning curve that comes with it, and, you know, learning how to use in-ears, something everybody was kind of learning how to do, all these different challenges. But it was just so such a cool experience. You know, I think little Hunter would have passed out if you told her that she was going to be in for Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Katy Perry, and all of America. but I think I grew a lot, and I definitely learned a lot about myself while I was on the show, and it definitely prepared me for the real world when I stepped off the plane after the finale.
I'm sure. Now, tell us a little bit about that time after the show. I mean, you said that it has been very pivotal for both of you. How exactly did you take the steps to then, like, achieve this part of your career, like start a tour and stuff? Because we've seen a lot of American Idol winners, like, you know, not necessarily be able to do that. Winners and competitors, contestants.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, man. I think just the experience soon after the show, what I've gotten to do has already been so thrilling and everything for me. I've had a blast, kind of, because, you know, the hardest part for me right now, because I am still home, but I am moving eventually, but where I've been home with my little boy and stuff, it's kind of helped me kind of settle in and all that, you know. But I don't know. I think we should just both be grateful that we get to tour.
Yeah. Here,
you know, that we get to go and do that. And there's no other person I'd want to do that with than Hunter. It was where we became best friends, man, on that show, you know? So I think it's going to be a blast, honestly.
Well, but you have, both of you have been performing, because I see your Instagrams, mm-hmm. and you are like, you're doing dates, whether, I guess, mm-hmm. in bars and at fairs and,
yeah.
Like, I mean,
oh yeah, I've been, I know Hunter's been, and I've been busy too, man. I mean, it's been a blast though. Like, that's what I'm saying. It was all still so new to me, but now it's just like, it's our job, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. All these shows have been insane. You know, I got to open for Justin Moore. And that was such a cool moment for me. It was my first arena show. My mom and dad got to come, and it was just like, thinking about this time last year, and I was auditioning for American Idol, and then getting to have that moment, just sitting there on stage, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, getting to sing my original songs on a stage, opening up for Justin Moore, an artist that I've loved since I was little. You know, all these opportunities came just because, you know, taking a chance. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, getting to show other people, just taking that leap, and, you know, life's short. And so you got to chase after what you love. And I think that's been the coolest part coming back, is just playing all these shows.
Absolutely. And you guys have continued to work on your own music, your original songs. And both have come out with something new right before the tour. Noah, your song Make You Rich, and Hunter Girl, yours, which is Hometown Out of Me. So Hunter Girl, let's talk about yours first. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind this song. I feel like it's really ties into your skyrocket to fame, but you're still, you know, a hometown girl.
Oh, thank you. So throughout this experience, like, even before, you know, I told y'all I've been playing since I was younger, and my hometown has always supported me. and watching everybody back home support me during the show, you know, I'm seeing everybody have watch parties, you know, everybody showing up and voting, and it just this experience and like getting to live my dream. I couldn't have done it without the people in my hometown and everybody watching. So I think the song that I wanted to come out with was definitely like a big thank you card to everybody that's got me to this point. You know, I wouldn't be here without everybody. And I'll tell y'all a quick story about it. Actually, how it came about is when I was going home the weekend right after the finale, and me and my mom were in a food line. I don't know if y'all have those, but it's like a supermarket. Okay. mom and I were walking in, and I look over and I'm like, oh my God, that's my face. And my hometown had all bought ads in the newspaper back home, just congratulating me and cheering me on for this past year. And I'm trying not to cry in a supermarket. And my mama, you can tell by my accent, hers is the same. She's going, your Nana's getting one. Your cousin's getting one. I have to go back and write a song for my hometown. And this is one of the first songs I wrote since I got back. And so I'm excited for this to be my first single.
Is there an opportunity for you to get to perform it in your hometown, for your hometown?
Yeah, I am hoping so. We've been working on some stuff, and they're actually a theater back home, the Oldham Theater. They had a viewing party every Sunday for me, and so I got to put Hometown Out of Me on the sign and hang out with some people from my hometown. And so a hometown show, I definitely want to be around the corner.
Absolutely. And then Noah, yours, Make You Rich. It's like a good old country song. I absolutely love it. What was the inspo behind that? And like, when did you write that? Why did you want that to be kind of your big single?
Right. Well, you know, I didn't write the song. I was pitched the song. And when I heard it though, actually the first time I heard that song, I was going back and forth between it and One Day Tonight, the first I put out on the show. Yeah. So, but I ended up cutting that song also because, you know, I don't know, man. I just thought it was kind of the words behind it are very special. And, you know, it says make you rich, but the song's not about money and this and that. It's about the little things that make you rich and, you know, like family and friends and all that. So, that's why I thought that song was so special, and that's what I wanted people to see, that side of me also, and nobody lose that side of me. And I felt like that song was just good for be a good song to put out after the show, you know. I really wanted to put that song out.
Who would you say are your kind of biggest musical inspirations right now within the genre?
Good question. Okay, so I've always loved Dolly Parton since I was little. You know, I grew up in East Tennessee. I just love, like, I love her songwriting. I love her artistry, but I just love who she is a person. Care of everybody. She's a little angel. And so I definitely looked up to Dolly Parton and Reba McEntire.
I'm a big Chris Stapleton fan that guy's something else.
He really is.
I just love his storytelling and the way he can make anything his own. I love that about him. So I'm a big Chris Stapleton fan.
Yeah.
Noah, you are, you know, you're a country singer, but I thought it was interesting that, you know, during Idol, like you sang a Rihanna song and you really owned it and you did it in a way that was very different from Rihanna. And right. I've seen again that you've continued to sing that. Why? Yeah. So do you want to, like, I think it's interesting when you cross over or that you take an artist that's not a country genre.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I definitely want to stay in the country genre. If I'm being honest, like, I've grown up listening to nothing but more of like Southern rock and things like that my whole life. So I didn't really grow up listening to straight country, but, you know, being around those boys I was working with for the past couple of years, I kind of morphed over to country because that's all they listened to. They were playing in my ear every day, you know? So I kind of just went over to that, but I definitely want to stick in the country genre, but I think I thought that was a really, really cool idea to put out a whole country version of Stay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just unique, you know, and they came with me with that. They had the idea of doing that right after the show was over with, and I was all for it. I thought it was really cool. So,
Hunter, are you also interested in that, like in also crossing genres or taking songs that aren't country and countryfying them?
Yeah. I think music is just so special because so many genres are in so many songs now. You know, everybody can have like a crossover at this point. And, you know, it's kind of funny. The single that I had coming off the show is Redbird. And, you know, it's kind of a country Christian song. And it has both of those ideas. And
yeah,
I grew up listening to a little bit of everything, you know, obviously country. But, you know, I love pop music, blues, jazz. Like, I've really loved that kind of music. And I think listening to so many different genres when I was growing up definitely influences my songwriting. And so you may hear a few pop melodies coming out in a country song soon.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I have a lot of influences also. It's, I mean, I've listened to every genre growing up, so I get that too.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Kane Brown, too. He has, like, a collection of, like, pop and rap songs that he just hasn't put out yet. But he's waiting to because, you know, he has that vibe as well.
Right.
For you guys, you know, you're touring together. Could we anticipate a collab? Would you guys record a song together by chance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we would in the future, you know, going on this tour and getting to play all these songs together. And I think we'd definitely come out maybe with a duet in the future. Definite possibility.
I think it'd be pretty cool if we did.
I like it.
I sort of feel like you two have talked about that already, the way you're kind of both giggling.
Maybe we haven't.
I don't know if we have or not.
Sounds like a tease to me.
Like that'd be a good. That's a good idea, though. That's a good idea. Something to think about.
Well, yeah, you can just tell everyone that Hollywood Life gave you the idea.
Right, yeah.
Obviously. Heard it here first. Did you guys, like, from performing on TV, which was, like, essentially live as well, to performing in a live show, like, at an arena kind of on your own, what's, like, been the biggest difference for you in that way? Like, do you have a different type of nerves? Do you get nervous at all? What's that like for you?
I think for me, to be honest, on the show, I don't even think it was the cameras half the time. I think it was the judges' faces.
You know what I mean? It gave you nerves.
every time you step out there and you look at the judges, it's like they just sparkle a little bit more. And it's just they're looking right at you, you know, and they don't take their eyes off of you one bit. They don't. They look right at you.
Judging you.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, it's their job. That's what they're supposed to do, right. You know?
They're earning their money. They're earning their dollars.
Exactly. Yeah. I get it. They're doing what they got to do, and that's completely fine. But it definitely, you know, that's the part that got me.
So, I bet.
Yeah.
I think, like, you know, it's scary. I get nervous every time. I do. I freak out a little bit, but whenever I get out there, you know, I feel comfortable. It's just the jump, I think. You're like, okay, I'm off stage. And it's like, I'm on stage. Two completely different people.
Yeah.
Did any of the judges give you a piece of advice that you really have, that you found very invaluable, that you've carried forward?
I've told plenty of people. One time when Lionel, he looked at me and told me, from now on, for the rest of your life, step on that stage with big boots and own that stage. And I swear every single time I get on a stage, no matter how big it is, dude, I think about that. You know what I mean? And when he said that, and you know, I think I'll think about that for the rest of my life, man. You know,
on the stage with your big boots, like your big, and of course it's means more than just your boots.
Exactly. Yeah. With big personality, with big, just open up, be you. And yeah, I think I'll remember that for the rest of my life, man. Him telling me that, which I loved all the judges. I loved Lionel so much though, too. So yeah, I'll always remember that.
And Hunter girl, what about you?
I think it was just like, it was just so cool. You know, I've looked up to these three people for a long time. You know, these are icons, and, you know, getting to sing for them. And they gave me so much good advice. You know, you never know really how much you're going to get to talk to the judges, because I was like, I don't really know how much we will. But we got to talk to them so much, and they were so kind and always went out of their way to give us some encouragement. And I think one of the episodes that just, like, really hit me was whenever I sang an original song for the first time on the show. You know, because, like, singing, you know, you're already nervous about your singing, then you're worried about your writing too. And I think all the judges really encouraging me as a writer alongside being an artist. I think I've always wanted to do both, and just getting that feedback from them, like, whenever I feel like I'm worried about writing a song that day, you know, I think, like, okay, they told me that, you know, I could do this. And so I think that they changed my life in so many ways, and I was just lucky that I got to be on the season.
You guys both sound just so, like, grateful for the experience, like, no matter what happens kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, man, for sure. We both were. We both were throughout the whole show. We was just kind of happy to be there, to get to be involved with everything we were getting to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Complete, you know, you're just kind of starstruck getting to be there. You know, I'd never been to L.A. in my life. I know Noah hadn't.
No, I've been here my whole life. I ain't never lived this place.
I was strutting down Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think I bought a posted video one time. It's whenever we were all practicing and stuff, and me and Noah were sitting there, and I was like, how did Tennessee and Kentucky get to LA?
So have you guys met any of the other Idol winners?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, who have you met?
Chase Beckham, I've hung out with him a few times, and we got to really meet him during CMA Fest when we were playing shows.
Yeah, man. I just messaged Chase the other day. I love Chase to death, but I mean, we've met. I don't really know how. Chase, Carrie Underwood.
This is awesome.
Oh my gosh.
We probably met more. I feel like we met so many people now, I can't remember half of them.
Oh my gosh. Well, that must be really exciting too, to, like, trade stories. You all kind of come from, like, the same place, and you've seen their trajectory. Exactly. I mean,
and I think that's why me and Hunter, we kind of connected that way, man, because we both kind of came from the same, you know, same town, same small town, everybody knows everybody, and then all of a sudden you're on national television, have no idea what's going on. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
we had a lot in common when it came to that part, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it's nice to, like, continue to hang out with people that keep you grounded and, like, humble in that way still.
Yes.
And sure. I think the cool part about it is, like, so many people from the season have moved to Nashville. And you're getting to hang out with all these people that we basically grew up with for a year.
Yeah.
Like, I have such close friends that I've known in a year, and it's just wild. You know, I know I could call them at any time, and they'd come running from whatever state they live in. But
yeah. Who's moved? Who else has moved to Nashville?
Leah just came to Nashville.
Leah moved to Nashville?
Yeah. Mike Parker came to Nashville. But everybody's stopping in and hanging out in Nashville, and I'd love to go back out to LA and see some of the people that we had out in LA too. But yeah, I can't, like, it's so cool. Just, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, what are y'all doing here? Mike and Dan showed up at a writer's round I had, and I was like, long time no see. No.
It's like, well, we also at Hollywood Life, we cover all the Bachelor and Bachelorette shows, and it's like Bachelor Nation. Contestants from all different seasons. They keep in touch. Idol Nation. Now, you're going to be traveling. You've got on the tour, you're going to, so far, Columbus, Ohio. You're going to Kansas City, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Indianapolis. I mean, some big places. Would you think, will the tour possibly add dates?
I think they might be adding some dates. You know, it keeps changing. Because I remember the original lineup, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we're getting some more dates added, which I'm excited because it just means more people that we get to see. And, so I'm excited that we got a co-headline and tour in the first place, and then more dates possibly being added just adds to the excitement, I think.
And how do people get tickets to see your shows?
I know that we have like a Bands in Town link. We also have links in both of our social media profiles. And so that's an easy way for people to buy tickets. It also tells everybody where we're going to be at and all the details.
All the dates and where they're located.
So everybody who's listening, you've just got to go to Noah Thompson and Hunter Girl, all your social media, and you'll find information. There'll be links so that you can just click on the links and you know, go
see them. To the ticket sales.
And in terms of your music, Hometown, Out of Me, and Make You Rich, how do people, like, again, get your music?
You can find it on every streaming site. We also, I think social media is just the new world at this point. For everybody, mine is Hunter Girl Music, and it'll have links to the single. It'll have, you know, behind the scenes footage. It'll have just about everything you could possibly need in one place, because we try to make it as easy as possible on people. And I know Noah will probably share his handle too.
Yeah, mine's basically what she said, just Noah Thompson Music. everything she just said, do the same thing, but with my name. So
amazing.
I was just going to ask about your son. How old is your son now?
He's 16 months.
Oh, my God, he's so little.
Yeah, he is, man. He grows every day, though. It breaks my heart, to be honest. It's crazy. No, he's doing really good, though. Doing really good. He's rotten. He's very rotten. I mean, he's bad.
What do you mean he's bad? What things does he do?
He's a good baby, but there's some days, man, he'll push you to it. You know what I mean? He's one of them babies. I love him more than anything in the world, but he's something else.
He's being a baby.
I know. He's going to have to grow up, though.
Oh, right. 16 months. You have to be 16 years old.
I'm just playing. He's doing really good.
Will he come out on the road with you?
I don't know how all that's going to work out. I mean, I would be all for it, but I don't know. I don't really bring him around much the shows, just because of how little he is and everything right now. Plus, so many people are drinking and all that, and I don't really like bringing my child around an environment like that. You know? And so I kind of just keep him out of that for now until he's at that age. You know what I mean? So
yes, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And can we expect, so your singles are out by the time this is out? Mm-hmm. Can we expect any new music from you guys coming up? Are you working on new things?
Yes,
for sure. I've been getting to do a lot of co-writes and everything kind of from back home and stuff, but I'm going to Nashville this weekend, actually, and I'm gonna be down there for a while getting to write and getting to meet a lot of new writers and do a lot of cool things. So yeah, man, I cannot wait to put out some new music, and I hope people are ready for some new music, because I can't wait and I hope they can't wait. So
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah. Can you not wait?
Hey, Hunter, I can't wait.
But yeah, same goes for me. I'm here in Nashville now, but I've been writing a lot. You know, I'm on the road on the weekends, and then I'm writing every day that I'm back. So I've been working on new music too, and I'm just excited for this new chapter of music and kind of getting to tell my story about this past year and everything that's coming after it. So it's really exciting.
Amazing. Awesome, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Everybody, you guys can get your tickets. You can get the access to their new music, to Hunter Girl and Noah Thompson's new music, via their social media, Spotify, all the things. Thank you guys again.
Yes, thank you so much. And listen, when you plan tour dates, please plan one in New York City or close by so Allie and I can come.
We love that. Ooh,
yeah, that'd be awesome.
Get you guys into Gramercy Theater.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've got lots of fans here.
That'd be awesome. That'd be really cool.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I'd freak out.
Yeah, let's manifest that.
That'd be awesome. Like, I played in Syracuse, I think it's how you say it.
Okay. That's a few hours away.
Yeah,
but it's in the same state.
That's cool. Well, we had a really good time though down there. Yeah. That was fun.
My dad is from Syracuse, and his favorite thing in the world is the Syracuse State Fair.
We had a good time, man. It was awesome. We had a really good time.
Yeah.
I just wondering if you all were close to that.
Next time, the city, guys, and we'll see you there.
Thank you, guys, man. Nice
Thanks to meet
so you
much for coming to the Hollywood Life podcast.
Thank you, guys.
Have a fun tour, and good luck on everything you do.
Thank you.
We'll be listening.
Awesome.
Okay. Your music.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Bye.